quick tonight. We got a baptizing service, and I don't know if I'm apprehensive. I don't know if I'm in a hurry, but I know that the heater in the baptism is not working. So I told Brother Terry, I said, I need to preach up a sweat and then it'll feel good. Romans chapter 6, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. We can stand for the president. Well, the one we got up there. We can stand for the national anthem. We ought to be able to stand for the reading of God's holy word. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should serve, not serve sin. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for another day, for the great feeling of the service we can have right now, God, feeling your presence, God. God, I thank you, God, that we can come into your house and feel your presence, Lord. And thank you for the choir, God, the songs that were sung, Lord. And right now, the next little while, as we expound on the scripture, God, God, give us the message, God. Help us right now, God. Touch these that's being baptized, Lord. Lord, if there's one that's here that's not saved, God, Lord, burden that heart. Help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. They don't have to leave like they came, God. Have your way right now, and we'll praise you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. What is baptism? It's a proclamation on God's part, signifying by the outward sign to those who believe that their sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. They have been united with him by his Spirit in the newness of his resurrection of life and are partakers of all the benefits which has secured for his people. On man's part, baptism is a public confession of his sin and a sign of him giving himself up to walk in Christ and walk in the newness of life. That's what baptism is. M.R. Dehon put it this way. In the early days of the church, baptism was a declaration that the believer was definitely identifying himself with that group of people who were called Christians and were despised and hated. Listen. To be a Christian meant something. To identify yourself with those who were called Christians meant persecution, maybe even death. It meant being ostracized from your family, shunned by friends. And one of the acts, which was the final declaration of this identification, was baptism. As long as a man was gathered with Christians, he was tolerated. And in some cultures, it's like that now. As long as you gather at the church, that's one thing. But when you get baptized, it's a whole different story then. You're signifying to the world that that I am identifying with that crowd that calls themselves Christians. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I identify with that crowd that calls themselves Christians. I identify with that crowd that still says amen. I identify with that crowd that still raises their hand. I identify with that crowd that still comes into God's house, gets a little happy, don't mind standing up, having a good time and worshiping and praising God. If that's going to bring persecution, then so be it. That's the group I identify with, amen? Now understand something. Jesus never baptized anyone. Jesus was baptized, and I thought about, Preacher Trevor, I thought about preaching on why Jesus was baptized, but the Lord didn't lead that way. But Jesus never baptized anyone, but his disciples did. Now listen, the first thing about baptism is us going into the water. That is us signifying the death and burial of Jesus Christ. The last thing about baptism is us coming out of the water. This signifying the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the disciples never baptized anyone until Jesus was resurrected. And when Jesus, can you imagine Peter baptizing those 3,000 that got saved that first Sunday? My Lord, the Jordan River probably running over the banks. Now I want to preach just a little while on some things you got to do after baptism. Number one, you got to stay in church. You can get baptized until the tadpoles know you by name. And if you ain't saved and you ain't changed and you ain't living the life, you ain't saved. Amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and 42, then they were gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. In other words, they stayed in church. They didn't get baptized and then hit and miss. They didn't get baptized and fall out. They didn't get baptized and didn't show up for 6 months. They got baptized. They were there the next service. They were there the next service. They were there the next service. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8, verse 13, then Simon himself believes also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wandering, beholding the miracles and signs that were done. This ain't something you do to have a good obituary. Brother David said something this morning in Sunday school. He said something about he got in an elevator one time and asked the lady, where you go to church? She said, Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. Yeah. He told us, well, I've been going 15 years and I don't know you.
That's right.
Somebody came to me, Greg, somebody came to me a few weeks ago, said, did you see the obituary in the paper? I said, no, I don't read the obituaries. I ain't in there, so I ain't reading them.
Right. That's right.
She said, there was a young man in there, David, and she told me his name. I didn't know who he was. This is what the obituary said. He attended Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. She told me, she said, he came with a boy when they were little, one or two times. And they put in there, he attended Liberty. That's a lie. That's a lie. I'm going to tell you, I've told our church, I ain't going to lie for you when you die. I ain't going to lie for you while you're alive, amen. This ain't something you do to have a good obituary. This is something you do because you're following Jesus Christ. Amen. You stay in church. Utah Jazz owner. Utah Jazz owner is a Mormon. Okay? Utah Jazz owner Larry Miller says his courtside seats will be empty for Sunday's playoff game with the Lakers. This has been a few years ago. He says he answers to a higher power than the NBA commissioner David Stern. This is a good while ago. Why aren't all Christians as committed to church as the Mormons are? You stay in church, amen. You get baptized after baptism, you have to live right. Amen. This ain't something we do just to come in and have a good time. This ain't something you do to come in and call all your family so everybody can see you get baptized. This is something you do. This is really starting your Christian walk. This is what we do to start our Christian walk. In other words, we got to stay right. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 through 47. And all that believed were together, and all things in common, sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily in one accord in the temple, breaking the bread house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Understand something, folks. We got a set of rules we live by. We call it the King James Bible. It ain't my rules. It ain't the deacon's rules. It ain't Liberty Free Will Baptist Church rules. This is God's rules. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Understand something. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5, verse 42, and daily in the temple and every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Listen. I've heard David say this, and I've heard a lot of people say this. You can't live like the devil and go to heaven. I'm going to go as bold to say and to say this, Preacher Kevin. If you're still doing some of the same stupid mess you was doing before you got saved, you ain't saved.
Come on, that's right.
There's got to be a change.
Right.
You can't go out and get drunk and call yourself a Christian.
Right.
You can't cuss like a sailor and call yourself a Christian. Hey, I'm just going to tell you, bitter water and sweet water don't come out of the same mouth. That's the Bible. I'm telling you right now, there's a change that's got to be made. We have to make it. Hey, being saved is like this. You're headed down one road this way. You get a hold of Jesus. You turn around and you start going in the complete opposite direction. Amen. Not that we're still going to make mistakes. We all fall. David taught that in Sunday school this morning. All of us mess up. But glory to God, I got an advocate with the Father. That all I got to do is call out on him. 1 John 1, 9 said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That was written to us Christians because we just a bunch of idiots. Preacher, you calling me an idiot? Have you been living perfect? Anybody in here been living perfect? Then y'all a bunch of idiots just like me. I'm going to tell you right now, I do some stupid stuff. I know ain't nobody going to say amen right there. But I do. I'm just telling you, Chucky, I do some stupid stuff. That don't mean I ain't saved. But you got to, you try to live right. You try to do better. That's a daily walk with Jesus. After you get baptized, you still got to try to live right. Amen? Yeah. Whew, I'm trying to move on. Move on. After being baptized, let me say, baptism didn't save you. Right. Now, there's a crowd out there, a denomination out there, Gavin, that says you can't go to heaven until you're baptized. Well, I beg to differ with you. That thief on the cross never got baptized. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So baptism is not salvation. To be saved, you had to exercise your faith. So after you get baptized, you still got to exercise your faith. Amen. Understand something. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you saved through faith, that not of yourself, is a gift of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on him who they have not believed? How shall they believe on him who they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because of your faith groweth exceedingly. Only our faith can grow after we get baptized. It ought to grow every day. I love working out. I love working out. Grant's getting baptized, and I'm going to pick on Grant. That's what happens when you sit up front. I pick on you. Most of y'all going to remember when Grant was little, Grant came to church here. I remember Grant being a big old boy. Grant was a pretty good-sized youngin'. But Grant figured out he started lifting weights and working out. Grant's still a pretty good-sized youngin', but it's in a different way. I'm picking on you now. When you first started working out, how much could you bench press? 135 pounds. That's about right. How much can you bench press now?
Close to 300.
That's the difference, ain't it? You know what happened? He kept adding on. He kept working at it. He kept getting it stronger. That's what faith is. The more you use it, the better it gets. The more you use it, the bigger it gets. The more you use it, the more you want to use it. Our faith has got to grow. Now, lastly, this. Preacher Kevin, you're going to like this. After you get baptized, you got to stay wet for Jesus. They, some of y'all dried out. They, some of y'all, I'm telling you, spiritually, you look like a bunch of prunes. We got to stay wet for Jesus, glory to God. Some of y'all do you a good dose to get this baptistry tonight. I'm telling you right now, hey, you ever seen some of them old prunes? Matt, you can put it in some water. That thing will swell right up. It'll get hydrated again. Hey, we need to stay hydrated for Jesus. We need to keep a smile on our face. We ought to come to church and act like we're happy to be in church, glory to God. You ought to, like Preacher Kevin, you ought not sit there like a bump on a pickle, glory to God. We ought to glorify God. And worse, hey, he's the one that saved you. He's the one that pulled you out of the mud. He's the one that set your feet on a solid rock. He's the only one that did that for you. My prayer is I hope I never get dried up for Jesus. I'm just being honest with you, folks. Some people got baptized, went in dry, came out wet, still lost. But praise God, some of us, we went in one way, and we came out wet, and glory to God, we've been wet ever since. That's my heart's desire, to stay happy for Jesus. That's the desire I have for this church, that when we come in, listen, and every church ain't, every service ain't going to be like tonight. I know this was a special, the choir getting cranked back up, and I leaned over and told David, I said, I told Angie not to be dancing, and I'm up here swaying back and forth. It's all right to get happy for the Lord. I like coming to church where we can have a good time. I like coming to church where you can smile a little. Everybody come in, you got a big old frown on your face, and bless God, just go ahead and bless me if you can. My God, won't you get saved?
That's right.
We ought to be able to come to God's house and smile. Now, I know sometimes it's hard to smile when the preacher's preaching hard. I understand that. And sometimes you ain't going to be able to smile. Sometimes you just got to suck it up and take the word of God. That's when you get on an altar and you get wet for Jesus. Well, Brother Charlie, we ought to be able to come in. Christians ought to be the happiest people on this earth. Now I'm going to pick on Miss Brenda. That's what happens when you sit on it. Choir was up there singing. I come back and said, Miss Brenda, get in the choir. Miss Brenda said, I got a glitch in my hip. She said, I know that's just an excuse. I said, Miss Brenda. I said, watch Brother Jerry Burr when he comes out of that choir. I'm telling you right now, if that don't put you in your place, and I'm picking on Miss Brenda, she knows that. She said, I'll be in there next week. Brother Jerry, you're a blessing. He's in pain every time you see him, but he's still wet for Jesus. Folks, that's how I want to be. Listen here. The Bible says there's going to be enough evil days. The Bible says there's going to be enough tough times and hard times. And we ought to be able to come to God's house and smile. Amen. Matt, come sing something. I'm asked those that's candidate for baptism to come on up.